What's in the deal is $1.6-ish trillion to fund the government for the rest of the fiscal year. That's from now until September 30th, 2024. That's about $900 billion, so to speak, in defense spending and about $775 billion in domestic spending, but things that don't include like Medicare and Social Security. It's generally speaking a win for Democrats. This is what President Biden and then Speaker McCarthy negotiated last spring when they suspended the debt limit, but that deal's kind of been on ice since there's been so much turmoil in Congress. This preserves the broad outlines of that agreement.
Okay, that almost leads me to this next question. Getting the leaders to agree is one thing, but they still have to sell it to their respective caucuses, especially on the GOP side. What are the prospects there?
We're a long way away, Ian. The easiest way to get this done is if Republicans and Democrats in the House come together. That is what Republican leaders have been forced to do the past three times they funded the government, at least in stopgap fashion. Republicans control the House, but their caucus is so chaotic, they can't really pass stuff on their own with just Republican votes. So they go across the aisle and they ask Democrats, hey, can you please help us out on this? That's what led to McCarthy getting ousted as Speaker back in October. Speaker Mike Johnson might have to do the same thing this time around.
Now, what is the likelihood of this deal, or in one form or another, being able to beat that January 19 deadline for the first government shutdown?
So the operative word you just mentioned is the first government shutdown. About 20% of the government is funded through January 19th. The remaining 80% is funded through February the 2nd. So they've only got to pass four bills out of the 12 appropriations bills to fund the government by January 19th. It's going to require some all-nighters, but hey, we've pulled all-nighters before, and everyone else did in college too. They can get it done. It's going to be tight, but it's not out of the question.